plan and crazy world, and in this crazy world we are bedeviled by internet scams. There's something we all need to be on the lookout for, and it seems the fraudsters are always finding new ways to catch us out, always making it that little bit more plausible. One of the latest ones doing the rounds features Amazon, a website so many of us will be familiar with. Online safety expert Wayne Denner is with us. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Ivan.
Good to talk to you. Are these scams just getting more and more sophisticated, Wayne?
They are, Ivan, and I was listening to your piece during the news there about, you know, the online scams being on the rise, and of course they've been on the rise now for a number of years, in fact, and Amazon is probably the latest, with a number of fake emails doing the rounds, trying to basically encourage unsuspecting victims to click on links within that email, with one customer, in fact, losing 750 quid. Lucky they were refunded that money by their bank. Other people may not be so lucky. So they are on the rise. The fraudsters, the scammers are getting very, very clever with how they are using technology in order to scam people.
Yeah, and it also, this sort of thing tends to make you paranoid, and you think, I don't recognise anything to do with this, so delete, I'm not even going to open it. But if it's something from somebody like Amazon, or purporting to be from your bank or something, you're thinking, all right, and it looks plausible enough.
Yeah, and the thing about it is we've moved into a very technology-driven world where more and more of us are using internet banking, more and more of us are using our smartphones to pay bills and all of this kind of stuff. We're becoming a very sort of digital economy. And that's the thing about it, you know. So it's very, very difficult to be able to, you know, notice what, myth from reality. And people do need to be very, very vigilant when it comes to this sort of stuff. That's the key, actually. You know, being vigilant is very, very important. And think about it like this. You know, those banks that we use on a daily basis, those trusted financial institutions, they're not going to send you an email asking you to click on a link to confirm your bank details. And that is very, very important that people remember that. There are things that you can do if you receive an email from any of these organizations claiming to be from a bank. You know, a quick phone call into your bank just to check if it's legit, a quick search on Google just to see if there are any similar scams doing the rounds. So there are things that people can do from the preventative end to keep themselves safer.
I mean, are there any circumstances in which it could be prudent to give out such personal information? Is it not just a complete no-no?
It's absolutely a complete no-no. And if you think about it, you know, I do a lot of work in the online safety world, you know, working with children and young people and working with businesses. In fact, businesses are, you know, are becoming at risk from this sort of stuff as well because they're not paying attention to those emails that are coming in. And maybe a staff member that hasn't been trained has clicked on that and maybe given away some personal information relating to the business. So people need to be very, very careful. Social media platforms are a gold mine for personal information. And these cyber criminals know this, and they're trawling the internet, they're trawling social media, and they're trying to find personal information. So the more personal information they find, that can be putting your business identities at risk, but also your personal identity. So people need to be very, very vigilant. We see it all the time on social media, these hoax emails that are doing the rounds in relation to viruses, these gift cards, you know, that are doing the rounds claiming to be from, you know, a well-known retail brand. I've seen it on the run-up to Christmas where WhatsApp, where gift cards to the value of £100 were supposedly being circulating on WhatsApp, and people were again clicking on the links, and they were being taken to a website which looked like the real thing, but it wasn't. So you have to pay attention to the URL and the website that you're ending up on.
So really, Wayne, it's a case of if you have any doubt, ignore.
Absolutely. If you have any doubt, I would say do a little bit of investigative work. And, you know, I do agree with what you're saying, that we are becoming a lot more digitally. We're, you know, we're doing things online a lot more. So it's very, very difficult to notice if it's real or it's not. But do a little bit of investigative work. Go on to Google. Go on to the Action Fraud website, for example. They have a news and update section where they post regular updates in relation to scams that are doing the rounds. My own website has regular details about scams on my own Facebook page. So there's lots of great information out there. People just need to be very, very vigilant. And remember that 1 in 10 are now victim of fraud or online offences. So it's massively on the rise, and people need to be vigilant.
Wayne, thank you very much. I suppose it's the old thing. If it sounds or looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
Wayne, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ivan. Bye.